traditionally, it's obviously a time for Easter egg hunts, and it's a time for hot cross buns, and it's a time for getting the family together and daffodils and spring lambs and everything like that. But it's also a time that people will consider putting their houses on the market. So I have Val from Evans International here to talk to us. Hello, Val.
Hello, Beth.
What we're talking about today is storage.
Yes.
So the first time that people might need to put something in storage if in the process of a house move would be when an estate agent comes and says, you need to get rid of this.
Well, yes, because let's face it, when it's time to move house, you need to make your house stand out from anybody else's. So a lot of the estate agents may actually just gently nudge you in the direction that perhaps you need to depersonalise or just try and make things look a little bit bigger.
Okay.
So we can store those goods.
Is there just one type of storage, or are there lots of different storages to
pick? Well, there's lots of different types of storages, and I think basically it breaks down into two main areas, and that's what we call containerized storage, which are big wooden crates, which is traditionally what the removal companies and the removal industry will use.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also self-storage, which we now see these big buildings popping up with all of these rooms. And they're where you can take your own goods in and put them into storage. So the main difference between containerized storage and self-storage is how it is stored. Because a containerised storage is typically when you're engaging a removal company to help you to move your goods into storage. That could be because you've asked them to do a bit of a decluttering. What happens then is that truck then goes back to the big warehouse, and that you will then forklift those crates off, place them into the warehouse, and they'll get filed in big long rows. So the access to that is not necessarily one that you can have on a daily basis or a regular basis. So you must think about that. And if the answer to that is yes, then you need to look at a company that offers self-storage facilities.
So you can just pop in and out?
Yes. Some companies offer 24/7 access, and others, you know, just offer access within given periods of time. And there's advantages and disadvantages of both types of containerized and self-storage. One of the things that I would just like to point out to people is that sometimes when you say containerized storage, is that some companies will use the big shipping containers.
Yes.
And those are predominantly outside. Unless the container itself has been well insulated, then during the summer months it gets very warm, and during the winter months it gets very cold, so it can be very prone to condensation.
So having your antique furniture and your clothing in there, that's not going to be good.
No. So if you think, would I like this in my garage, unprotected, or would I like it nicely wrapped up and placed in a wooden crate within a warehouse facility that's secure, then you need to think about that.
Are you very good at stacking things and fitting things in gaps? Because if I sort of thought, right, how much storage would I need? If I was trying to store everything in my house, I'd have no idea how big a space I would need. I know how big my house is, but there's a lot of gaps in between the furniture.
Well, there is. And so therefore, if you were thinking that you wanted to store the items in your house, then that's where you need to ask the company to pop out and do the pre-move survey, because they will then assess how many crates that you need. And the best way to get the most efficiency out of a crate is to box everything. So go back and remember, last month I talked about packing.
Mm.
Then if you're thinking about putting things into store, in order to be efficient, you need to use industry standard boxes so that they stack nicely. And anything that fits in a box should go in a box.
What about security? So if I'm storing a load of rubbish, old stuff, it might not matter, but what if I'm storing bags of diamonds? Is storage insured? How does that work?
Well, let me suggest Beth, if you've got bags of diamonds, then you need to be storing them with your bank.
Right, okay.
So that was a good example, because at the end of the day, you do have to choose what is best to go into storage facilities. What we need to do is to think about what it is that you're storing. And even if you may think, well, it has actually not a high value, but it could have huge sentimental value. So sometimes it doesn't really actually matter about the pound notes. You need to look for a company that has got CCTV, that it's actually got an alarm system. And if at all possible, actually go and see the storage facility and make sure that it's where you would want your goods to be, that it's clean and tidy and that it is actually secure. With regards to insurance, then with a removal company, if they have been and packed your items and they know what is in those boxes and they've done a full inventory when they've brought it into store, then it will be covered under their insurance policy. And you also need to check your household contents policy, because they will also often cover your goods while they're in store, provided that they're with a removal company. If you go to a self-store facility and put your own goods into storage, then of course they don't know what they're storing. So usually there is no insurance cover with that. However, the bigger companies will ask if you would like to take out an additional insurance policy, and you will pay an extra premium for that to make sure that they're covered.
Val, how should people get in touch with you? You're a font of knowledge when it comes to packing and storing and moving. How should they get in touch with Evans International?
Well, basically, the best way to do it is to just pick up the phone and dial 01765 640 882 and ask for Val.
Okay. You also have a website as well. So if people forget that number, they can
log
just search
the
Evans International and they'll find you.
They certainly will.
Val, thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.